Edna Frankel, Mazel Tov, woman. Auntie Edna. Just, I am so excited that you won the award. What award did you win last night at the Jewish Achievers?
Thank you. I won the Europe Car Women in Leadership Award.
That's incredible.
I'm so excited. I'm so humble. I'm so grateful.
And you made people cry with your speech. Do you know how many people cried?
Yes, that's true. You did.
I don't know.
People
I think
because
you couldn't fake the fact that it was so heartfelt. You made that so clear that this was...
Well, every word was heartfelt, yeah.
But you are like that. You're very, very sincere. I mean, you and I had a conversation a few years ago. Like, I just think that you should have won anyway. But you've been nominated for some very big South African awards.
Yeah, well, I got the Order of the Baobab.
Yeah, the Order of the Baobab. That's a big national award.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you, Edna.
I feel I've got to try and live up to it all.
That's incredible. What made you want, well, I know that your mom was kind of the trailblazer, but where did the intention come from to get prisoners to, teaching prisoners to read?
Well, the interesting thing is that in my mom's work, the head of the Juvenile Affairs Board in Durban, where she was working, used to send juvenile delinquents to her. The first one was a youngster whose parents were American millionaires, and he was totally undisciplined, and he used to...
He was a delinquent.
He was a complete delinquent. Yeah. He was publicly expelled from school after he put the plugs in all the basins and switched on the taps and went home.
Yeah, in those days they expelled you. Today they sent you to a psychologist to talk her through. Okay.
So when my mom took him on, she said, bed at 8 o'clock and get up at 6 and do your homework. And he said, me, not on your life. So she said, okay, then goodbye. So he said to her, you think you're smart, don't you? She said, yes, I do, and I am. Anyway, she worked miracles with him, and he started schlepping his delinquent friends and saying to my mom, fix them like you fixed me. So we've been involved in helping people who've gone off the rails a bit. For decades, and then an offender phoned me and said, wouldn't I bring re-educate to Krugersdorp prison? And that's when that started. Gladly came, and one of my teachers started the course. And within a couple of days, we were phoned by Boksburg Prison to say, we've heard that you're turning prisons upside down at Krugersdorp, come and do it for us. So we managed to get funding. And so it's gone. We've worked in 23 prisons.
Incredible. I'm going to ask you a little bit more, and I'm sure that Simon's also got questions for you.
It is an incredible, incredible thought, and it goes back to that Maimonides' levels of charities, doesn't it, where you give the man the stick and teach him how to fish so that he can look after himself. I mean, that's exactly what you're saying here. Teach the man to read, and there's an element of rehabilitation. What I'm just so fascinated about you, Edna, is that there doesn't seem to be one angry bone in your body, and the whole world now is just becoming so angry, and I'm looking at the SMS line, and I'm being accused and put in boxes because you're a leftist and you support Bernie Sanders, which I don't, but people just jump to that because they're just stupid enough to think that they know you and they make judgments about you, and so I'm wondering,
Simon,
like,
never puts people in boxes, you need to know.
But
Simon,
I put them in kind boxes. I don't put them in, not judgmental like that. That just really
irritates me. I can't believe he calls me, what do you call me sometimes?
I call you Rochelea.
Rochelea. He calls me Rochelea when he talks about
Bible bashing, and she goes back to all that. I kind of call her Rochelea. I can imagine her in a denim skirt, a Shatora kind of style with the white socks
and canvas things.
No, it's not. It's endearing and it's funny and it's lovely. So that's where I was going with you is, you know, so many people say they deserve to be there. They're rubbish. Where was this compassion from within you to just not judge?
You can't judge. People are, everybody each person is a child of God. And if you look on them like that, that's how they become. And in the prisons, we teach the literate offenders how to teach the illiterate offenders. And it rehabilitates both. And we don't ask them while they're in prison, because that would spoil our view of them as God's children. Because as God's children, they're loving and good and kind and honest. And
it's remarkable. It's humbling. It's humbling to sit here with you hearing this kind of approach, because I've got to tell you, yeah, we need more Ednas in this world.
Where to from here, Edna? Where to from here? I mean, if people want to get involved with you and they also want to start teaching, you know, obviously you would need to train them. And I mean, is it something that anybody can get involved with, even on a voluntary basis?
If they're literate.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're at the stage where I'm better teaching reading than at running than business skills. And our NGO is at the point where we really need a business to take us over and tell us to jump, and we'll jump. Because I believe we could make South Africa literate. We've got the most wonderful people in this country.
You really do.
And, you know, you spoke about the change in people when they can read. One of my lectures at Junisa gave us our motto, reading is living. And it is. You can't live properly and fully if you can't read. And it's one of those amazing things. I spoke at a computer conference about 15 years ago. And my topic was, will reading become obsolete? And my friends at Junisa helped me get correct figures and everything. And, of course, reading can never become obsolete. However technologically involved and advanced reading is the basis. And unless we can teach people to read with open minds and prepared to be critical and question and doubt, we're not going to get very far. And I believe every teacher, regardless of subject, should be a reading teacher. And every lesson, whether it's math, science, history or anything, must be a reading lesson. All the principles of reading must be involved.
Amazing. Edna Frankel, thank you so much for coming in. And I feel so enormously grateful to you and very, very proud of you.
Thank you.
Well done to you. It is so, so well deserved.
Thank you so much.
Your Eurocar Woman in Leadership Award. All right, let's, we need to actually...
Can I say thank you?